irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Greetings to all of you listening around the world, and a warm welcome as we bring you another edition of the Answers for the Family radio show. I'm your host, Alan Cardoza, and if you're a regular listener, thank you for joining us once again. And if this is your first time, please make yourself at home as we bring you Answers for the Family. Each week, this show will address issues such as locating a runaway teen, family crisis intervention, building self-esteem, dealing with addictions, and so much more. Now, having over 30 years' experience working with families in crisis, I've been fortunate to meet and work with some of the top professionals in many of the helping fields and skilled authors who are all working to make this world a better place for all of us. So, with that in mind, what if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? What if we could prove to ourselves through direct experience that spirit worlds exist, that there is no death, that we're all immortal, and that our departed loved ones are just fine? Our guest today shows us how to do that in her breakthrough book. Dr. Susan Allison is a therapist with a doctorate in transpersonal psychology. She has maintained a private practice for over 20 years and was honored as Woman of the Year in California by the Santa Cruz Women's Commission for her counseling work with adolescents. She currently works with individuals and groups to bring about healing using traditional therapies as well as hypnosis, process therapy, shamanic journey, and energy medicine. She is the author of 5 highly regarded books: Conscious Divorce, Ending a Marriage with Integrity, Breathing Room, Empowered Healer, Gain the Confidence, Power, and Ability to Heal Yourself, Our Spirits Dance, Poetry of Soulmates, and now her latest book, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven. Visit spiritual realms, gain insight, and enrich your life. Dr. Allison, welcome to Answers for the Family.
Oh, Alan, thank you for such a warm welcome.
Well, it's so glad to have you. When Jan told me that you were going to have time for us, I know that you're on a book tour right now, but I really appreciate you taking the time and sharing your book, because it's so unique. It really touches on areas that a lot of us don't often think about. So with that in mind, what motivated you to write this book on this topic?
You know, I've been a shamanic practitioner, it spans 22 years since 1993. So I've been doing this work for a long time. And for listeners who don't know, shamanic journey is going into a very deep meditative state, very relaxed, and really getting out of your conscious mind into your spirit, into your subconscious mind, into your heart, into your senses. And really, I believe, spirit traveling to other worlds, to other dimensions of reality. And I've been doing that for 22 years. But what really was the catalyst for me to write this book was my husband's transition, my husband's passing in 2013, after 6 years of dealing with larynx cancer, and quite a journey for us. And that prompted me, because he was my soulmate, I missed him terribly and wanted to keep connecting with him as we had through our marriage. We were connected on such a deep level. And so I started journeying more every day. I would, close my eyes, go into this deep meditative trance, and I would journey to the spirit worlds. And in this case, to what I call a level of heaven. And I have been able to meet with him there over 2.5 years. We dance, we walk on a beach, we connect, he helps guide me in my life, and it's amazing. I had to write this book to tell people that he's immortal, that I'm immortal, and you know, and so are you, Alan, and all your listeners, that there really, really is a spirit world, an upper world, heaven, paradise, and we don't have to die or have a near-death experience to go there. We could go there right now and get guidance and healing and wisdom to change our lives while we're still here.
Well, this is beautiful, and what I hear you saying is that it's been such a great experience for you that you just couldn't help but share it with everybody. I think that's wonderful.
you're very perceptive, Alan. You're so good at this. In terms of really listening and hearing people and reflecting back, you got it exactly. I had to write this book. Like when people ask me, oh, why did you write your book? It wasn't a choice. It felt like also not just my husband, but I have beings that love me in these spirit realms. There's a lower world, a middle world, an upper world. I have beings that love me there and want the highest for me. And I feel that each of us has a soul's purpose. One of my purposes was to write this book. I couldn't help it. I got guidance from all of them. And I've written this book so that everyone can get over any fear of death. Everyone can know that their loved ones are fine. And everyone can get the support to know they're not alone and they can change their lives right now. And so it was like I was driven to write it. I was exhausted when it was over, but I had to write it.
Well, I'm so glad that, you know, to be able to get you on the show. And I felt as though this is reminding me of things that I have forgotten. One of the most insightful men that I have ever met, or insightful people, period, that I've ever met, is a man. He's passed now, but he lived in Malaysia of Indian descent, and he took me to places that I had never been, and he did it as a friend, and he said, he had met me numerous times, and he said, I feel that there's something hurting in you right now, and let me do this. And he took me to places and he gave me insight into what was really going on with me that really changed, my view. It changed my approach. It allowed me to go home to, back to America and really look at things that I hadn't looked at in a long time. So to me, this was, reading your book and having you on here was sort of an enlightenment, but also a reminder, because I think we get caught up so much in the everyday world, the hurry up, the hurry up and get this and get that, we forget some of those things. So share with us a little bit on how we can slow this down and how we can take ourselves to these places and enjoy, the elation that I hear coming from you.
Thank you. I first have to just honor you, Alan, for being so transparent and sharing with listeners your own journey and what happened for you. And you said something that really triggered a phrase in me that just sort of downloaded, which is you were remembering who you truly are. And maybe reading my book and having me on the show nudges you to go, oh, yes, now I'm remembering. I'm remembering more of who I am at a soul level, more of who I am, the deeper part of Alan I'm remembering. And he's been there all along, but it's like, And so my book is also to help people stop. Like you said, we live in such a frenetic, crazy time when, we're human doings. Busyness is an addiction. We are so caught up in this world that we forget who we are. We forget that we're not just these bodies, we're not just these intellects, that we all have spirits, we all have an essence, an energy. Quantum physicists would say that you and I, Alan, and all your listeners and everyone on the planet has an energy that's uniquely ours. And that energy, just like in quantum physics, they talk about energy. Energy doesn't die. Energy continues. It's infinite. And we are according to definitions of energy, we are densely packed light. And the whole universe is densely packed light. And when we realize that, we realize we're an essence, we're an energy, that we have spirits, whatever you want to call it, we have souls, we have something that is eternal, that continues. And people who are scientific who are listening, just think of it as energy. And so in order to tap into that, as you said, though, Alan, we have to stop. That's the first step. And I'm learning it in my own life. I just had a basal skin cancer taken off my shoulder. And I did a journey. Yeah, I did a journey to it. You could, and that's my book, Empowered Healer, teaches people to journey into their own bodies. I journeyed into this basal skin cancer. It was removed, but I journeyed into the place. And the message I got was stop, slow down, take a breath, walk on the beach, be still, dance, you know, feel joy, be in nature, etc. And I got all these messages about my own life that I have been getting caught up in this book tour, in writing this book very quickly, being caught up in the energy of trying to get this out there. And I was forgetting who I am, as you were saying about yourself. And so I guess my message to listeners mainly is stop, pay attention, listen to your body, listen to your spirit, listen to your intuition. What is serving you and what isn't? Let go of what isn't serving you. And do what it is that your higher self, your intuition, is telling you you need to do with your life and for your own joy and your own peace and your own happiness.
Now, I note that you also use hypnosis. Share with all of us some of the differences. And I know, for instance, with hypnosis, and you'll get people, I'll talk to people and they'll say, oh, you know, I can't be hypnotized, or you know, this can't happen to me, or whatever. And I know professionals who obviously say different, that in except for certain exceptions, most of us do go into a hypnosis state. Share with us a little bit about that and how that relates to your work as a shaman.
Yeah. Good question. In fact, I love your show already, Alan. You're a very, very good host and interviewer.
Thank you.
I've been on a lot of shows across the country, you know, probably in the hundreds now, you're good at what you do. So anyway, hypnosis, you know, I think people are afraid of it, and I think it comes from going to those fairs and seeing people hypnotize people on stage, and I think people are afraid they're going to quack like a duck, or they're going to bark like a dog, or someone's going to make them, you know, take their clothes off or do something outrageous or make a fool of themselves on stage. And I think that we've gotten caught up in lose, you know, we're going to lose control. Someone's going to, you know, we're going to do something that we regret. We aren't empowered. We aren't, you know, someone's going to control us. But if you can realize that hypnotherapy is different. Hypnotherapy is about having you go deeply inside yourself. And everything I do in my practice is for empowerment, your empowerment. So I have you go into a deep, deep, relaxed state. You are able to go deep inside yourself, into your heart, into a part of your body that might hurt. You're able to go deep, deep, deep down inside yourself and find answers and wisdom that are inside you. And, you know, a good hypnotherapist is being clear from the beginning that this is your process. This is your life. This is your inner self. And that all I'm doing, I'm like a birth coach. All I'm doing is helping you go inside yourself and find the answers. Because really, Alan, I'm not opposed to cognitive therapy, to behavioral therapy. I mean, to what I call chat therapy. I'm not opposed to it, but I feel it can only go so deep. And that people can spend tens of thousands of dollars over a lifetime of therapy and never get to the core issue. They keep circling. They keep cycling it back. They keep recycling. I think that deeper therapy, and I'm talking about hypnosis and shamanic journey work, process therapy. I'm talking about deeper therapies, that energy medicine, that really take you, in a combination of those, take you deeply inside where you, like you said, the person, was it from Malaysia?
Mm-hmm.
The person you worked with took you to a deep place where you were able to tap into the core issue and heal it, as opposed to just chatting about it out of your linear conscious mind, right?
Right. Oh, definitely. So going along those lines, and what I hear you saying, I mean, so you're just helping facilitate what we already have with the abilities that we already have. So, I mean, can anyone learn to do the shamanic journey or the journey work themselves? And if so, how do they do it? I mean, obviously, they have someone like yourself to facilitate, but share with us a little bit so that those of you that are driving, don't do this, okay? Right now.
You know what? I could lead people into a brief trance, but, you know, you're right, though, that all I'm doing is leading people into their own power. And I don't want to be anyone's guru, anyone's shaman. And this is, you know, be careful, all of you listeners, if anybody ever wants to be your guru, your shaman, and if they are sort of usurping their power, you're kind of losing who you are in trying to accommodate them or be like them. Be careful of that. And I've studied with four different shamans. I've had, you know, I'm not going to mention names, but I've had different experiences where some were very, very humble and wanted only my highest, and some did not. And mm-hmm. So I want to empower you, Alan. I want to empower listeners, and that's why I wrote this book. You don't have to die to go to heaven. Every single chapter builds your confidence, takes you step by step into how to do shamanic journey work, how to journey to each of the worlds, how to journal about it afterwards and do real life practices that will empower you. And then my last chapter is bringing heaven home. How do you take all these messages and live your life differently, live it with more intention and your soul's purpose here on the planet? So that's what I'm trying to do with this book. And I don't know. I could do a brief trance, depending on your if you need to take breaks. We'll have to talk about that. But I'm going to be doing that tonight at Mystic Journeys Bookstore. I have an hour and a half there. I'm going to be leading people into trance this evening between 6 and 8 p.m. I'll be giving a talk and doing an actual trance with the audience. So, I mean, it's up to you, Alan. I could do something right now, or I could just explain how to do it briefly, which is what I do also in more detail in my book.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think it would be best to just go ahead and explain it. I don't know that we would have, I'd like to use the time as wisely as possible. So
yeah.
I think if you explain it, but let me add to what you had just said. For any of you out there, any of the listeners out there in Southern California, if you want to, I mean, the bookstore's address is 1624 Abbot Kinney Boulevard in Venice. So again, that's Mystic Journeys Bookstore at 6 p.m. And again, if you're driving and if you can't write this down, you can go to Dr. Allison's website. It is drsusanallison.com, and that's ALLISON.com. You can get the information there, or it'll be on our site as well, the Answers for the Family site. So again, if you want to go through and do the whole thing, you're in Southern California, this will be a great experience. It is something that you will take with you and something that you can use for the rest of your life. So
that's
if you can make it, think about it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Mystic Journey is the largest spiritual bookstore in LA. And I didn't know that till I read that on their site. And I'm excited about that. And I'm also going to be at East West Bookstore in Mountain View in April. You can go on their site and find out about that. And I'm hoping to do teleseminars and webinars. I'm getting a huge, people are asking me to do that. I've been on a lot of East Coast radio shows, and so they can't work with me in person. And so people have, like, from different places, even in the Southwest, have journeyed to work with me in person in Santa Cruz, California. But I hope to be doing more virtual events where people can tap in from anywhere in the world, and people can contact me through my website, and my email is there. They can contact me, and I can then have them on my contact list and let them know when I'm doing a virtual event.
Sounds great.
So,
go ahead.
Back to telling people how to do shamanic journeys. And of course, it's in my book, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven. And I do prefer to have people buy it just to be able to do it in order and do it so that it builds success from chapter to chapter. But briefly, shamanism is 60,000 years old, which means that it predates all religion. And the shaman of the tribe would use a rattle usually or a drum and be able to go into this very meditative, relaxed state. And people who do meditation, I've been a TM meditator for years and years and years. I have a mantra. So the drum or rattle is like a mantra. And people can get my book and download drumming from my website to be able to do this. So basically, thanks to Michael Harner and other people, we have brought shamanic journey work and shamanism into the lay population so that we can do it, Alan, that all your listeners can do it. It's fantastic that the shamans of the world, and there still are shamans, people in Peru, the shamanic people in indigenous tribes throughout the world are saying it's time to bring this into the average population, because our world needs it. So those listening, don't do it now, obviously, but you would basically find a time that where you can be quiet. You turn off all your electronics. And I think it's good to have an eye mask or a scarf. You can get eye masks from Bath and Beyond or any other store of that sort. And you can turn on the drumming, the MP3 that's on my website, or you can get drumming just by Googling shamanic drumming, and you can download it. I don't suggest you do this on your own without my book, just because I set guidelines and protection and intentions you can set before you journey. I think it's really good that it goes together. So let's say that you have your eye mask, you have your drumming playing, you take, close your eyes, obviously, you take some deep breaths, and you fully relax. And then as the drumming is playing, you, for instance, if you're going to the middle world, you would imagine yourself on a path, which is what I'm going to do tonight at Mystic Journey, is do a middle world journey. Imagine yourself on a path, and then you set the intention once your senses are really experiencing everything around you. You drop out of your conscious mind into your subconscious, into your heart, into your senses. And then using all your senses, you experience where you are and set the intention to go to your personal place of power in the natural world and the middle world. And it's a place that's only yours. It's your refuge. And so you go there and invite in beings that love you. And some interviewers on these radio shows have asked me, well, what if evil beings come? And I think that could be someone's fear, perhaps, who's listening. What if evil beings come? What if I find myself in hell or so on? Never happened in 22 years of my doing this work. You set the intention clearly that I invite in only beings that love me, and that's who shows up. And so that would be the middle world, where you have a personal place of power. And there's also a lower world where you journey to find your power animal, your animal helper, your totem animal that can become a guide and teacher, can become a companion, can help you become a better person, polish the rough edges of your character. In the lower world, there's a third world, which is the upper world. It's where I write about a level of heaven. And there's several levels. There's several worlds in the upper world that I can't get into now. It's too detailed, mm-hmm. but it's in several chapters of my book. But the journey to the upper world is very luminous. It is very much like it's described in the Bible, which I never fully believed before I did this work. But I have found a personal experience of these worlds, which now means that I believe it. And that's what shamanism is that you have the experience, you go there, and you come back, and you know that this exists. No one has to, it's like Evan Alexander's book, Proof of Heaven, is wonderful for getting people to believe in such worlds. But your heaven, Alan, and your mm-hmm. listeners, your these places for you aren't going to look like Evan Alexander's. They're going to be yours, and they're very, very individual. And so you're going to go, there's some commonality. The world in the upper world is luminous. Everyone describes it, who's had a near-death experience, describes it as full of light, full of love, full of compassion. There's no separation there. There's connection, there's unity, there's joy. That's similar. And the beings you meet that are in your soul family, your divine teachers, your departed loved ones are going to be yours. They're not going to be like those that are described in books where people have a near-death experience and come back and tell us what it's like. This is a way to go and find your own, find mm-hmm. your own loved ones. And it's so individual. It's so and powerful, Alan, because you're having the experience and no one can take that from you. Like you said, people who start this work, it can change your life forever. This is your experience. And then, you know, without a doubt, you know that these worlds exist. You know that everything is energy, that you have a spirit, that you're immortal, your loved ones are immortal and are fine. And you know that you can take the wisdom and change your life right now while you're embodied. And so why wait, right? Why wait?
Absolutely. And, you know, we have a question that is coming across, but we're going to take a break. But someone has, sure. has sent in an email, and they have a comment in regards to some of these people or beings that you're referring to. So everybody stay with us. You're listening to Answers for the Family. We are talking to Dr. Susan Allison. If you would like to follow along, you can go to her website as well. It's drsusanallison.com. She also has an area in there that's Find the Answers to Your Life. You can follow along a little bit with us while we take a break. We will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Founded over 25 years ago to meet the needs of families in crisis, West Shields specializes in resolving adolescent issues that negatively impact the family. From preteen to young adult, we are experienced and qualified to help. We offer solutions which include referrals to a network of top professionals internationally that we work very closely with in the fields of educational consulting, psychology, and psychiatry. Our in-home crisis intervention care program helps to stabilize families and bring effective resolution. We are supported by our licensed investigation company that enables us to offer legal and expert services for locating runaway teens and more. Our therapeutic transportation services help to ensure that adolescents in crisis are safely provided transportation to specialized schools and programs with unmatched experience and success. Simply put, West Shield Adolescent Services is the best solution when your family is facing personal crisis. Call 1-800-899-8585 and let us help you.
And we're back. You're listening to Answers for the Family, and we're talking with Dr. Susan Allison, and we're talking about her new book, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven. Now, we have a message that came in. Again, this one came in through email. I want everybody to know how much we appreciate it, you know, that you take the time to send these in. This one reads, I have read a great deal about lucid dreams, and several people have told me about their deja vu experiences. 3 years ago, I had two dreams that were too real to ignore. I describe them as dreams, but wonder if they could be something else. In both incidences, I found myself with people or beings I had yet to meet or in a place I had never been before yet. They were very familiar in those dreams. I am very excited to read your book, and I'm looking forward to learning more.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your email. It's so important that you wrote. I have goosebumps all over me. I call them God bumps. I have goosebumps all over from your email. I love it. I love this email because I do believe that what you did, and you can use the term lucid dreaming. You can, out of the body experiences. We can talk about all of those terms. I do believe that because I am a modern shaman, a shamanic practitioner, that you were tapping into a spirit world. You were tapping into, and you could say that it's another dimension of reality. And Michael Harner calls it a non-ordinary reality that you've tapped into. And it almost doesn't matter, but the fact is that you went there. And I believe that beings, and this is after, doing this for 22 years, almost 23 years, I believe that beings are assigned to us, that we have these incredibly loving beings, and you said in your email that they seemed familiar. And that's because they could have been part of your soul family. And our soul family has been with us, I believe, through all of our incarnations. And I have a soul family that I visit in what I call a level of heaven in the upper world. And both my parents are in my soul family, which isn't always the case. Socrates is in my soul family, and there are all these other beings that I have met that seem very familiar. It's kind of like cousins. They seem like we're related because we have been together for many lifetimes in different capacities. So it's my belief that you tapped into this world, into your own spirit world, into a spirit world, and these are beings that could be in your soul family, or they're what I call spirit allies. They could be teachers, guides, ancestors. And I would, through using my book, I would set the intention to go there again, or set the intention for wise, loving beings, perhaps the same ones, perhaps different ones, to come to you and offer guidance and healing.
That's beautiful. I think you're just right on target. And, while you were saying that, the thought came to me is that, why do you think this is not something that has sort of, it's not taken root in mainstream society?
Good point. You are so good, Alan. That is a question. I have an apprentice with me who, in fact, I can say to listeners, I'm not that great about marketing myself. I'm much more of an artist, and I create, all these books come through me and I put them out there. But the whole marketing piece is really difficult for me. But I do have an apprentice with me on this trip. And she said, you should tell people that you are, you will accept apprentices depending on who they are. Of course, I have to interview people, but I am accepting apprentices, and people can work with me, but also to find their own way. And the reason I think that it's not in the mainstream, it's such an ancient practice that's been in indigenous tribes. It has not been part of our consciousness in the West, especially. We're so we have been brainwashed in a way, Alan, by Newtonian materialism, have we not?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Unless we can see it, unless we can touch it, unless it's proven scientifically, it's not real. And thank goodness for quantum physics, which has been around since the 1930s, but we have not been ready. And so recently, lately, and I believe since 2012, I feel things have really shifted, that we have more consciousness. People are waking up. It's like we've been asleep. And people are suddenly waking up and going, oh my gosh, maybe there's more to this world than my Ferrari and my BMW and what I can touch and this money that's in the bank. And not that I don't think money is bad. I think it's important to use it as energy, to have it help us be freer in our lives and without worry and so on. And I think we have been so focused on the material, and it has not made people happy. It's not been the answer, that now finally quantum physics says, There is no separation. We are all connected. We're all energy. The entire universe is energy. That rock is energy. Everything is energy. And we can now have the consciousness to believe that there's more than this physical body. That, like, I'm just, you know, touching my leg right now. Okay, it's physical. I have a body. This body, though, is going to pass into dust or ash, and I know I have an essence, an energy, a soul, a spirit, whatever you want to call it, that lives on, that's infinite, as all energy is infinite. I don't think, Alan, we were ready to hear this in the past.
Okay.
We weren't ready.
Well, and that makes sense. You know, the thought that I had in regards to it was, you know, they hadn't figured out how to monetize it in our Western society. So,
you know, that, oh my God, you are so right. It's like I did this talk yesterday at Full Circle in Venice, and the people are so beautiful there. They're amazing, and they just really need the financial support to continue it, and they haven't figured out totally how to monetize it. And you know, my son, who has an MBA, is saying to me, "Mom, how are you going to monetize this? How are you monetizing all this effort that you're putting into getting this book out there? And I know you're doing it, Mom, because you feel it's your soul's purpose, but how are you going to monetize it?" You know, and it's, you're right. It's like shamanic work, you know. Well, one way, for instance, I had someone come up to me yesterday and say, "We need to do live streaming with you. We need to do live streaming so that thousands and thousands of people are tapping into what you're saying, because I've been doing these small pods, you know, these small groups throughout all over the country. But I think it's how we reach people is through the digital world. It's perhaps doing more online work, Alan, doing webinars, doing teleseminars, to get the word out there that people don't have to die to go to heaven. And, you know, I the people coming up to me yesterday, I feel was one reason I was there. They said, you know, we want to promote you. We want, you know, live streaming during your events, and that's how to get it out there to thousands and thousands of people to be able to do this work and be able to overcome their fear of death and know where their loved ones are and get guidance right now for their lives. But you're right. It hasn't been promoted, monetized, because it's been a very sacred, ancient, indigenous practice for 60,000 years. Now, people in Tibet, people in Peru, native peoples here in this country are saying it's time. It's time to bring it to the West. It's time for the average person in the world to be able to do this work. But it hasn't been the case for 60,000 years, if you see my point.
Well, 60,000 years ago, they didn't have the internet, so I guess we're ready now.
I guess so, but I'd like to use it for the benefit of humanity, which is, you know, where I sort of like cringe when I think of I don't know, the word isn't monetized. I don't want to have this be grubby, and I don't want it. I don't want to cheapen it, and I don't want. I don't want to ever do this solely for money. It's not who I am. And I'm doing it because I have to, because it's part of my contract for this lifetime. And it's part of what I agreed to do before I came into this life, I believe. And people can find that in my book. There is a section where you can find out about your past lives, find out, I mean, you can see your contract. You can see what it is that you're doing, why you're here. So that's a part of my book that for anyone curious, like I was, to find out what my contract is this lifetime and how to fulfill it.
Well, it sounds like we have similar contracts, because mine is to make a positive difference in the lives of millions of people. So together we can help each other with our contracts.
I'd love that, Alan. I'd love that. I'd love that. I think we do have a similar contract. I can feel it in your energy.
Well, we have another listener question that has come in. This one reads, my ex-husband speaks frequently about his deceased sister and father and how they guide his life. Our two daughters feel he is a little overboard and do the, in quotes, roll the eyes to the back of their heads thing when he launches into a story of how his deceased relatives have influenced a particular event. I have to say, I also feel my mother around me. So is this real, or are we just imagining these things? What do you think is going on with us?
Beautiful. Thank you for being so personal in that email or that message. I believe it's totally real. I believe that you are feeling your mother and your husband is feeling departed loved ones, and they are guiding him. And I think the rolling of the eyes is part of what our children do anyway with their parents. It's part of being kids, yeah. As they roll their eyes. Oh, God, it's just my dad. It's nuts. And I think that if, depending on their age, I would have them read my book and experience it for themselves. They would stop the eye rolling once they have experienced it. When an ancestor or a loved one comes to them, or a teacher or guide or spirit ally comes to them. And also, I would say, go ahead and do this work. You already are tapped in.
Yeah, and what I...
Already.
I agree. I think that as the parents, they are tapped in. But you touched on the thing that is part of being a teenager is to roll your eyes at parents, because for some reason during those years we get really dumb as parents. When they're first born, they think we know everything, and then
right.
We get to a point to where we get really, really dumb for a while, and then. As they yep. get a little older and they get in their 20s and they start realizing, maybe they weren't as stupid as I thought they were. So, yes, I completely agree with you. At that point, just like teaching them to drive or anything else, sometimes they're going to listen or pay attention a little better when it comes from someone else or from a different source. So I completely agree.
Awesome.
Let them read it on their own.
Exactly. Have them read my book. I did a book signing, a couple weeks ago, and I said to the audience, I am not crazy. And everyone laughed because I think that at first when you start doing this work, Alan, I think it's really good not to tell everyone, because you're going to have some naysayers. You're going to have some people that kind of poo-poo it or tell you that, you're woo-woo or this is, just too far out there. I would tell people that would be receptive. And so the fact that here's a couple, I would share it with each other. It's perfect because they can say, I just had this experience and both of them have had the experience of feeling people around them. I think it's fantastic that they could be each other's support, and then they can contact me and I can support them, and they can hopefully when I start doing these teleseminars and I'm building community, we can support one another.
Now you bring up a great point when you say that they can contact you. Now is this the type of work that can be done now in this day and age over the phone? Can it be done through Skype?
Yes.
Can it be done through Zoom? Everything is opened up to us now. So,
yeah.
so to be able to do that, I believe you're in Santa Cruz. So, it would be difficult, obviously, for everybody that wants to meet with you to fly to Santa Cruz, to have you take them there. So they can call, they can use a phone, they can use Zoom or Skype or whatever.
Exactly. I'm doing, I have my own radio show, which is called We Carry the Light, every Thursday morning, 10 a.m., transformationtalkradio.com. So people can contact me there, they can listen to my show. And they can also go to my website, which is drsusanallison.com, can contact me and set up phone sessions. I talk to people all over the world by Skype. I do my radio show by Skype, is why I mentioned that. And I can contact people by Skype. I can be in contact by phone. I'm doing sessions this next week with people on the East Coast, people in Canada. And it's totally doable over the phone. And what helps is I first can lead people in with my voice. And then I can start some drumming so that they get used to the drumming. And tonight at Mystic Journey, I'm going to be live drumming. I have a beautiful, beautiful drum, and I'm going to be live drumming and taking people into trance with my live drum, but probably would use some recorded drumming on the phone with people. But first, I would use my voice, and I can guide them once they find their path, once they find these worlds. They remember, you know, and I will, it's a little bit of a hypnosis technique, but I will do a post-hypnotic suggestion, which is that I will tell them they will always remember this path. They will always remember how to get to their personal place of power in the middle world and so on. And so once I use my voice and guide people in, they have it. It's like in their psyche, it's in their cells, they have it. Then when they use the drum, they immediately, when the drum starts, feel themselves on their path, find themselves there, see it, feel it, experience it, hear things, and find their way to their worlds. And yeah, so I mean, a short answer is yes, I do this work by phone and Skype.
Right, and I've got an instant message coming across right now that says, you know, is there, you know, it starts out with, is there any danger? And then it says, you know, how do we, if we're doing this alone, how do we get out of, quote, the trance? If, you know, so anyway, there's some, it was a little difficult to read, but yes, that's kind of their question.
Yeah, no, good. Two questions. So first of all, in 22 years, nothing has ever felt dangerous. Because you in my book, and I really say get my book, not just because I think it's incredible, which I do, but and not because I want people's money, but because it gives safety. You go chapter by chapter, and there's a set way that I allow, you know, people to have success. I guide them through this world, and then we go to the next and the next. It's all a process that's step by step. So that builds safety. The other thing I do is have people set intention and do some protection. Not because it's unsafe, but because you're calling on beings that love you to be with you as you journey. You're calling on all of these beings and feeling them around you, and it just feels wonderful. And you're... it's humbling, and you're asking for help, and you're asking for guidance. So it's also important, the person said, how do I come back? With the drumming, if they download drumming from my website, which really goes with the book, there is a fast beating callback. So the drum is beating very steadily, and then it slows, and then there's a fast drumming. And then, and I talk about this in my book, fast drumming, and then it slows, 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 and by the time it ends, you're back. So there is an intention that you're going to go, and you're going to experience whatever it is, like inviting in beings that love you. Then there's an intention that you get the wisdom you need, and then there's an intention that you come back.
Well, there you go. It answers it perfectly. So again, for everybody out there, thank you for listening. Thank you for sending in the questions. And and Susan, thank you so much for coming on the show. I think that you've enlightened people in an area that most don't get the chance. So thank you so much for taking your time. Thank you for writing the book. And again, for everybody out there, if you're in Southern California, you can go. You can do this at 6 o'clock tonight at Mystic Journeys Bookstore. That's in Venice, California. And for any more information, you can go to drsusanellison.com in regards to getting more information. So thank you so much, Susan. And I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Alan, you've been awesome. Thank you. And thanks to all your listeners, which make your show possible.
All right. And for everybody else out there, please Tune in next week when our guest will be Karen Schatzlein. She is the author of Dehydrated, Find Refreshment and Hope for Your Soul. And if you miss a show or you want to share a show with your friends, please visit our archives of past interviews at answersforthefamily.com or check us out on iTunes or Stitcher. And the next time you're on Facebook or Twitter, please remember to stop by our page and like us. We add content onto our Facebook page. So I'm getting feedback now from people who are saying that they really appreciate it. So please check it out. See if it's something that you like as well. Everybody have a great week. Be good humans and be with us again next week on Answers for the Family.
You're listening to Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza, right here on LA Talk Radio.